95.7 Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Hey, we're in the midst of a Friday Morning Hog Brew Review. I am Riggs. That is Estevo. And that is Josh from SR Parrot bringing us flavors. We were right in the middle of a Sam Adams variety pack when we had to take a break. An epic variety pack. And it's epic because it's got like fruit flavor in beer. Imagine it. You don't have to. We're going to try it right now. What's next?
We're going to roll with tropical.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yummy. Like you said, this is Sam Adams epic squeeze variety pack.
I've never known what tropical fruits are compared to like, well, other fruits. But
now, I would assume.
Ones that grow on an island?
They grow in the tropics.
Okay. I'm getting a coconut right away.
Not one of the flavors.
Okay.
No?
You got fooled by the can, bro. Sorry.
I can see why you're going there. So there's pineapple.
It does kind of smell like coconut.
So pineapple, orange, and guava. Okay. I think when people, a lot of people, and not making funny, it's the association of pineapple sometimes in an alcoholic beverage is a pina colada. Mm-hmm. A pina colada, coconut, and pineapple.
Yeah.
So it gets that crossover. So I can see why you went. But you're wrong.
I'm not friendly with coconut. We don't get along. We're adversaries. And so I knew that it wasn't coconut.
Definitely see why you went there.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah. It smells like it.
Don't feel bad about it.
For sure.
It is very tropical.
It is.
Like, that's the only way I can...
but again, can it's also... No, this one doesn't have the kind of the citrusy bite or the zest bite that the other ones did. This one's just good fruit flavor.
Yeah.
That is not overpowered by the beer, but is also present.
Super easy drinking. I think this would be a great variety pack to introduce people to, especially if you don't want to do like the typical Miller Lights of the world and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you want to show them, hey, this is what craft beer can be about, and this is super easy to drink, this would be a great introduction to craft beer. Wow. Because you're getting nothing too hoppy, no crazy flavors, very enjoyable, easy to drink, refreshing. Yeah, it's hard to beat that.
This is real new, this particular
epic. Absolutely. Yeah, like just hit our dock this week.
He's going to tell you that you can find it at srprod.com/beerfinder.
Thank you.
Going to look around at stores and such that sell Sam Adams things. But you can find it. It's good. That's really good. Okay, there's one more flavor in there.
There is.
It looks purple pinkish.
It is berry.
Oh, I love berries.
So you get blueberry, raspberry, and a little bit of strawberry.
Okay.
I'm very excited.
Oh, look at this. Oh, my God.
Guy. Somebody just hold you. Guys, hold on for a second.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody had to do it, right?
Hey, Dad, I'm Josh.
Ooh, look at the color on this, though.
Yeah, this is
clearly has
maroon.
If the nose is like the flavor on this thing,
you in?
I got a fave.
Oh. That smells really good already.
Give it. Once you're done reading it, give it. It's mine. That's really good.
Yep.
Wow.
Again.
Wow.
All 4.6% alcohol. So, again, easy drinking.
Oh, my God.
It's probably run through each flavor and still be.
It's kind of like a tame sour.
Almost.
Oh.
It definitely gives you, the vibe.
Sour, right? But it's not tart.
But it's not tart, right? So, you're getting those typical sour flavors where you would get.
I'm going to label that Steve's best point of the day.
Tame sour?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a great band name.
Tame Impala.
Yeah, you guys. Aww. By the way, Tame Sour playing this weekend at the Metroplex. If you guys want to get tickets, $6. Get them online for $4. Okay, this is real good though. It's a very good blend of berries.
Really good.
It's very good. They're all very enjoyable.
And now I can see where this would be if you go to like some sort of water attraction or beach thing where you're water. Man, you could go all day.
It's a great beach variety pack.
Right. Okay. Uh-oh.
You barking over there?
The dog is barking over there. What's happening?
So, I have a new offering from Dogfish Head. This is going last because it clocks in at 8%.
Oh. Yikes.
Yeah.
Daddy's going to stop seeing in color.
The double golden ale called Citrus Squall.
Citrus Squall.
So we're getting another fruit themed beer.
Okay, so like there's a storm happening. There's citrus flying in. I can't
exactly.
I'm on a boat. It's taking on water.
So this is kind of Paloma themed, like a Paloma cocktail themed beer.
Okay.
So you get grapefruit juice, a little bit of blue agave nectar, lime peels, and a touch of sea salt.
Wow.
8%. I tried this back in October when they were testing, and it was one of my favorite beers at that convention.
Dogfish Head is crazy. I mean, they're straight cray. If you want to find out the craziest beer cats, Dogfish Head.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it has to do with their mindset to beer is very culinary.
Whereas,
they always are looking at combinations that work well together in the food world, trying to push that through a little bit through their beverages and nail it every single time.
Yeah, they do. Yep. Wow. What a mix.
If you think about an 8% beer, you would think you're going to taste some alcohol.
Some booze.
Yeah.
None of that. Nope. You don't taste
this could be
anything on this.
Very dangerous.
This is very lethal.
Right. Yeah. And these come in six packs.
Wait, hold on a second. Show timeout. Did you just say lethal?
Lethal.
He said lethal.
Like the show, like the movie Lethal Weapon with Riggs and Murtaugh. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly.
Okay. We're just going to let that slide right now. That's really good.
It's delicious.
I don't even, you're right, in 8%, Steve makes a great point. There's no alcohol burn at
all. They make tons and tons of great beer, but this is one of my favorites as of late.
Wow. Dang.
That's really good.
And by the way, a great looking can. I hate to mention Josh's cans.
Draw attention as always
to them, but
but yeah, their artwork is always on point. You know,
yeah,
it's
Dogfish.
They just know what they're doing, right?
So G&G. You can find now that beer particularly. Can you find that everywhere?
So these are also brand new, just like everything else we've tried today. Okay. You know, Total Wine, ABCs, some Publixes, local independents, or you check out our website.
Oh, is it my turn? SRProd.com/beerfinder. I got it.
Boom.
God, that's really good, man.
So the cool thing about all these beers we're doing today,
yeah,
is you can come sample them yourself.
Wait, where? At your place?
Close, very close, walking distance.
Oh, it's a land.
Yeah, I'm putting up a fence so no one makes it to my house. But
Josh got razor wire.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I can pick a lock.
Okay, is it time for the DeLand Craft Beer Festival?
It is
again?
April 15th on Saturday.
Oh my God!
So just down the road here. So the prices for that, or the event rather, is from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, unless you go for the VIP.
Okay,
you get an extra hour, so 12 to 4.
You should do the VIP. We 100%. They sell out every time, right?
The VIP does, absolutely. Yeah, they limit to just under 100 tickets, I believe, and they do sell out. So jump on there, grab them now, because they will not be selling them at the door.
I feel like the people who are listening to this show and follow the Brew Review, those are the people who should be in that 100 and should go try all the beers and get the 4 hours.
Yeah, and you get some really cool stuff in the VIP package, not just early entrance. You get a little goodie bag that has a whole bunch of swag and stuff and nice. Some really cool things.
Okay. DeLand is always a good hang anyway.
It's great.
And there's great food options down there, right?
Yep. I mean, even after the festival, just check out the rest of downtown DeLand. There's plenty to do for the whole day.
Just not Josh's house. He's already, again, razor wire.
Whole, razor wire,
landlines,
stuff like that.
He doesn't even want to know. Well, Steve, let's make plans then.
DeLand's vibe is jamming, bro.
Right. And by the way,
I love it there.
That is ironically tax deadline day, right? In theory.
Oh, yeah.
Get your taxes done by then.
File your taxes.
So pop those things off today.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow or sometime soon and get on down to the land and spend that tax return.
I was going to say, if you have a return, then here you go. Well, it's like a free beer festival at that point, right?
Oh, my God. It's like Uncle Sam is paying for you to get crunk. Well, Josh, SR Perot, we love you. Thank you.
Cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
Delicious.